With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. That massive weather system that raced through the Midwest and South contained more than 100 tornadoes. The death count in several states stands at 37, but the fear is the number could climb as search teams go through all the rubble. President Trump's placed 25% tariffs on all imports from Mexico and Canada, with a lower 10% charge on oil and other energy products from Canada. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the president is not imposing hostile tariffs on allies.
Who can argue against the idea that if some country charges us X to export our products, we should charge them the same? I get it. If you're a country or the EU that's benefiting from the status quo, you feel it is hostile to change the status quo because it's to your benefit. The problem is the president of the United States is looking out for the United States.
Also at SRNnews.com, court filings are clarifying who does what at the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. Amy Gleason, the acting administrator of DOGE, wrote Elon Musk does not work at USDS. She also wrote that she does not report to him and he does not report to her. Musk has been the public face of DOGE for months, taking the heat from irate Democrats opposed to cutting government waste. United States carries out a wave of airstrikes in Yemen.
President Donald Trump says these strikes were in response to the Houthis' attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea, and he also warned Iran, the main ally of the Houthis, that it would be held fully accountable for the actions of its proxy.
A construction company has been awarded about $70 million by U.S. Customs and Border Protection to expand the wall on the southern border. California-based Granite Construction Company has been contracted to build 7 more miles of the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border in Hidalgo County, Texas. They say that the goal is to close critical openings there. This is SRN News. Moms and dads in Pennsylvania get a big win. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A 3-judge panel of the Commonwealth Court has ruled that the Downingtown Area School District must allow parents full access to diversity, equity, and inclusion lesson plans being used on their children. School officials had rejected a request from one mother saying the DEI lessons were, quote, a trade secret. Conservative education activists say parents all across the nation need to find out what their children are being taught. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Helsinki held the first service in Finland created by mostly artificial intelligence. The congregation watched a dialogue between Christ and Satan play out on a large screen in the sanctuary. The widely advertised experimental service drew more than 120 people. They say that the people there enjoyed it, but agreed it would not replace services led by humans anytime soon. This is SRN News. A key diplomat from South Africa is being kicked out of the United States. Correspondent Donna Warder explains.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says South Africa's ambassador to the U.S. is no longer welcome in the United States. Rubio on X accuses Imrahim Rasool of being a race-baiting politician who hates President Trump and says the ambassador is persona non grata. In February, Trump signed an executive order cutting aid to the South African government, saying that white South Africans were being targeted by a new law that allows the government to expropriate private land. Donna Warder, Washington.
These white South Africans are farmers. President Trump's special envoy to the Middle East says Russia and Ukraine are closer to a deal to end the war between the two countries. He told CNN that significant progress has been made during recent peace talks. More details at SRNnews.com.